Yuraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding 7 lines from the bottom on the Nvav Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, V'hiz the Bimenuel HaParoichas Keneged Aroin Mibachot. We said that he sprinkles in the Heichal Keneged the Paroichas. So says the Gemara, what's the Makar that after he sprinkles the Dam 1 time upwards and 7 times downwards in the Kadesh HaKadoshim, that he does the same thing in the Heichal? Tan Rabbanon, V'chein Yaseh Lo'el Mayed. So Bat HaMoloimer, what's this extra word? Yaseh, K'shem Shemazel L'fnai V'lifnim, Kach Maza BeHeichal. We learn now from this extra word Yaseh, we can make a Hekesh from the Kadesh HaKadoshim to the Heichal. Mayel L'fnai V'lifnim, Achas L'mayel L'vashev L'matim Midam HaPar, Kach Maza BeHeichal. Just like he does, sprinkles the Dam of the Par 1 time upwards, 7 times downwards in the Kadesh HaKadoshim, he does the same thing in the Heichal. And then Ukashim Shalfnai Vilafnim Achas Lamaila Vishavilamata Midama Sawyer, Kach Maza Beheichal. And just like he sprinkles the Dam of the Sawyer 1 time upwards and 7 times downwards in the Kadesh HaKadoshim, so he does the same thing in the Heichal. Now the end of the pasuk says, Asheichin Itam Vesech Tumaisam. So he dashes from there that Afilu Bishash Shein Tumayim, even when Klai Yisrael are, so to speak, Tame, meaning that they're doing Averis, so Shechina Imahim, Afal Pikein, the Shechina stays with them. Amar Leahu Mina Rabbi Chanina, a story related to this, that a certain man once said to Rabbi Chanina, Hash the Bari Tumayim Atun. But now it's clear, now Bizman HaGolot, it's Pashut, that Klal Yisrael is considered Tameh. The Chziv, as the Pasuk says, Tumesa, Tumasa Bishuleha. That after the Chorban, so Klal Yisrael is considered Tameh, and being that you're Tameh, so that the men was coming to tell Rabbi Chanina, is that obviously you don't have Shechina by you anymore. However, Amar Lei, the Rabbi Chanina said back to the men, it's not true. Tachazim Aksiv Behu, look what the Pasuk says, Hashoichin Itam Bisoich Tumaisam, that Afilu Bizman Shei Tmen, Shechina Shuriyah Beinayah, that even when Klai Yisrael is Tameh, still the Shechina is amongst them. Now, frak the Gemara. So it comes out that we learn now the Hekesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Heichal, that just like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we sprinkle 1 time upwards, 7 times downwards, from the Par and the Sawyer, so too in the Heichal. Now, the Kasha is going to be, is that the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, that which we sprinkle 1 time upwards and 7 times downwards, that itself is a limit from a Hekesh. We compare the Par to the Sawyer, each one to each other. So frak the Gemara, there's a rule in Kodeshim that you can't make a double Hekesh. So frak the Gemara, V'chidavar ha'lamed behekesh, chayzim lamed behekesh, could you make a double Hekesh? And for the Gemara, that even though it's true that the Par and the Sawyer are learnt out from each other, from a Hekesh, part of their Hazois are Lahedya in the Pasuk. It says Lahedya by the Sawyer to sprinkle 1 time upwards, and it says Lahedya by the Par to sprinkle 7 times downwards. So being that part of it is written Lahedya, so it's not considered that it's learnt out from a Hekesh, in this rule of making a double Hekesh, V'loi Havi Hekesh. It's not considered a Hekesh regarding this rule. Well, says the Gemara that that's a Machlaikas and Zvachim. So Hanich Laman that's good if you hold like the man damer who says that it's not considered a hekesh regarding this rule. El man damer havi hekesh, but if you hold like the man damer who says that it is considered a hekesh, so Michael and Amar, what are you going to say? Says the Gemara, another teretz. That over here, it's not a double hekesh, because the two hekeshes are on two different things. The first hekesh was comparing the par to the sawyer, and the sawyer to the par. The second hekesh is on the makim, it's on comparing the kodesh hakadoshim to the heichal. So therefore, it's not a problem of making a double hekesh. Or by same on third teretz that chutz mi b'fnim b'chadah zim negamar, that we learn now chutz mi b'fnim all in one shot, meaning that some of what's done mi b'fnim is written lahadin the pasuk. So once we can make the hekesh to l'fnim, so therefore we could throw in everything else, even things that are learned out from hekesh. Since anyways we have the hekesh and we could make the hekesh because certain hazayis of the par and the sawyer are written lahadin the pasuk. So once we're allowed to make the hekesh, so then we throw in everything, even the things which are learned out from a hekesh. Says the Gemara Vayter, Kishuhu Atana, we learned in the Braiso, that Kishuhu Maza, when the Kohen Gadol is Maza, the Dam of the Par and the Sawyer in the Heichal, so Enei Maza ala Pareichas, ala Keneged Pareichas, he doesn't sprinkle it on the Pareichas, it doesn't have to touch the Pareichas, just facing towards the Pareichas, but doesn't actually have to touch the Pareichas. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yaisi said, Ani Rishia, how could you say that? I saw the Pareichas Bereimi. I went to Rome, and I saw the Pareichas. And I saw that it had spots of dam on it from the Par and the Sawyer of Yom Kippur. So obviously it does have to touch the Pareichas. Says the Gemara, how did he know that it was the Par and the Sawyer of Yom Kippur? havu. Maybe the dam that he saw on it came from the parrot in Hayom Davar Shel Tzibur and the seer of Edizara, which also gets sprinkled in the Heichal Keneged the Pareches. Says the Gemara, no, the Chaza, the Avidi Kesidran. He saw that it was in a line, 8 dots, 1 upwards, 7 times downwards, and therefore it was nikkur that it was a dam from the parrot in the Sar of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Vitna Nami, where the Rishonim say to switch the Girsa, that Vitani Nami, Gave Parhelm Dover, Shaltzibur Kiai Gavna, that we have a similar Braisa regarding the Parhelm Dover Shaltzibur, that Keshuhu Mazeh, when he sprinkles in the Heichal, the dam of the Parhelm Dover Shaltzibur, and like we'll see soon also, the Seer of the Zara, so Lo Hayu Noigin Vaparechas, the Tanakama says it doesn't have to touch the Parechas, Vimnagu Nagu. If it touches, it's fine, but it doesn't need to. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yaisi said, how could you say that? Aniri Yisia, I saw a Pareches Bereini. When I went to Rome, I saw a Pareches. V'hayu Aleh Kamen Tipei Damash, a Parham Davash, El Tzibur. And I saw either a different Pareches or this same Pareches, that it also had many different drops of dam that came from the Parham Davash, El Tzibur, V'siri Avodazara. Says the Gemara, so you see that it has to touch. Well, says the Gemara, V'dimon the Parvisar Shiyom HaKippurim Ninu. How did he know that it was Dafka, that it was the Parham Davar Shal Tzibur Dam, and the Seer of the Zara? Maybe it came from the Par and the Sar of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, the Chazinu Davidu Shalai Kesedron. He saw that no, it wasn't Keseder, and therefore he knew that obviously it came not from Yom Kippur. So that was Rabbi Lazar's Taina. Says the Gemara, Veiter, Nis'ar V'ule Damim V'damim. What's the halach if the dam of the par and the sire get mixed with each other? Now it's all in one kli. He has both the dam of the par and the sire in one kli. What is he, how does he sprinkle, how is he mekayim the mitzvah of Hazah with this dam? So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Naisen Achas Lamailo, V'shevo Lamato, V'oilo L'kano L'kan. He does one set of Hazah, one time upwards, 7 times downwards, and that counts both for the dam of the par and for the dam of the sayer, with all within that one set. Amruva kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah, they said Rabbi Yirmiyah this halacha from Rava, and Amar and Rabbi Yirmiyah commented that Babloi Tibshai, these silly Babylonians referring to Rava, that Mishum the Dairi Bar the Khashucha, Amri Shmaitz the Mechashchun, that because they live in a dark place and they say bad svaras, dark svaras, things that don't make any sense, that what's the problem? What's the problem with this? That Hakayohav Lamaila the Sayer Mikme Mata the Par. That the problem with this is that if you're being Mekayim both all together in one set, so that means when he sprinkles upwards, the one time upwards, you're telling me that he's being Mekayim the mitzvah of Hazov, Par and Sayer together, and then afterwards he's gonna do Lamata for both. That means when he sprinkled upwards, he's doing the Hazov of the Sayer you're upwards before he does downwards of the par. And the problem with that is Vatayra Amra Vichilo Mikaperas Akoidesh, which we dash from there, that Kale Dama Par, Vaakrakoch Kale Dama Sawyer. That first you have to finish sprinkling the Dama of the par, and then you go ahead and you finish sprinkling the Dama of the Sawyer. But you have to completely first finish sprinkling the Dama of the par. So rather, what's the Eitza? Elo Amra Biermia, the Biermia said that the Eitza is Naisin Achas Samailo Vishavalamato Lashem Par. First, have in mind Lashem Par and do one set. One time upwards, 7 times downwards. Don't have in mind the sayer, so there's no issue because you're only having in mind the par. And then you do a second set, and this time you sprinkle it l'shem the sayer.